Well, at that point, it was the why God. Why me? I mean, I'm a good person. I go to church. Why is this happening to me? You know, I need to be at home. And so I was questioning God, being angry with God, and trying to understand why he was putting me through this. I felt like I didn't deserve to have the pain and the struggles.
Well, how'd you like to wake up one day, not feel real well, just kind of sick, and within hours or a day or two, unable to move, breathe without the help of a machine? That's Mary Pepper. She's going to share her story today. And it's really not so much about all the pain and all the hurt. It's about the joy and intimacy that she's developed in Jesus Christ. She was very intentional in that. And you're going to hear her story from the Intentional Living Center.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a conference speaker and coach, best-selling author, husband and father, and your advocate for the family. Joining Randy today is Mary Pepper, who through being paralyzed and on a ventilator, discovered a more intimate relationship with her Heavenly Father. If you have a story of how you've grown closer to the Lord, or maybe you'd like to find out how, call now, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. And now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Thank you very much. I'd rather not have to be on a ventilator to figure this out. I'd rather just enjoy the intimacy with God today while I can stand on my own two feet. And we don't always know what happens and why things happen in our life, but when they happen, we can either learn from them or we can become bitter through them. Mary Pepper is going to join me in a moment. She's going to share her story. And I think what you're going to hear, what I've heard from Mary, is a great deal of encouragement of what God has done in her life, despite this life-threatening, life-changing disease that she faced earlier in her life. We'll talk about that. If you have a question for us here at the Intentional Living Center, something you've been wrestling with, maybe in your marriage or your family, your health, you want some perspective on it, what does the Bible teach, how can you be intentional, share that question with us. Or if you have a comment on something you've heard, come and join us. So you can call 888-888-1717. Stop by the website as well, theintentionallife.com. When you're there, lots of helpful resources. But when you click on the Facebook icon, get to Facebook, there you can tell us about what God's doing in your life and join in the discussion at Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. I'll be talking to Mary here in just a moment.
A while back, I was in a real hard place, and I came to a point where I realized that I was fooling myself, that I wasn't walking the Christian life that I thought I was walking. Got on my face before God, and I told God I wanted to do it His way from now on. First time I did it, it was incredible. I read the Bible, and I got into prayer, and it was like an hour went by, and I'd never prayed for an hour before, and it seemed like I'd only been praying for 5 minutes. It was such an incredible experience, and every day from that point on, I make sure I read the Bible and pray. And I just ask God, I want to do it His way from now on, and lead me and guide me. And He's been an incredible God. I am a walking, talking testimony that His forgiveness is about me. God bless you all. Bye.
You know, whenever we hear a story of what God is doing in a life, boy, we love sharing it with you here on the radio and sometimes on our Facebook as well and through our website. So come and tell us what God has been doing intentionally in your life by calling 888-888-1717. We have Mary on the line in New Mexico, and she's got a real story of what God has been doing, but more than that, how God has become more real in her life. Mary, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you.
And I love the tagline here, the new intimacy with God. How did that develop in your life? Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, when my husband and I and our three little children were living in Germany, started having challenges with my body. Numbness and weakness was going all up and down my arms and my legs. I couldn't wash my hair or put shirts over my head. And then one day, Randy, I dropped our baby. Oh. He had nine-month-old twins, and I was holding one of them, Matthew, and I dropped him. My arms just gave out. I went to several doctors, and they were saying, well, you know, maybe you just have some stress in your life. And they finally sent me to a neurologist in Wiesbaden, Germany. And I was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Yes.
It's a debilitating neurological disorder. And immediately they admitted me to the intensive care unit. the nurses there, right away they started to tell me that, you know, sometimes people with Guillain-Barré syndrome become paralyzed. And I said, no, I mean, that can't happen to me. Yeah, I need to get home. I have three small children. I need to get home. But within the next 24 hours, the numbness and weakness progressed from my arms and my legs to my torso, my lungs, my neck, my mouth. And swallowing became very, very difficult. And suddenly I see all these people standing around me and my brain's in a fog and I'm half there, half gone. And I hear somebody say, Mary, we're going to put a tube down your throat to help you to breathe. And shortly I feel this tube going down my throat and hear this loud machine making this noise, pushing air into me and breathing for me. And so in such a short time from being an active mom and a mother, I became totally paralyzed from my head to my toes and everything in between.
What were you thinking at that moment? What was going on inside of you? I mean, obviously this was a traumatic experience for you. What were you thinking and feeling at that moment?
Well, at that point, it was the why God. Why me? I mean, I'm a good person. I go to church. Why is this happening to me? You know, I need to be at home. And so I was questioning God, being angry with God, and trying to understand why he was putting me through this. I felt like I didn't deserve to have the pain and the struggles. You know, the daily schedule was really difficult. They'd come in first, do the painful blood gases. They'd turn me side to side. They fed me through the tube in my nose and the frequent suctioning of the secretions of my lungs that was painful but helpful. I think one of the most difficult things, though, Randy, was not being able to talk. Being on in the respirator, I was unable to communicate in any way. I couldn't write with my hands. I couldn't move and communicate. And so that began the time I spent in the dark space. Only God's light was there, though, and I spent a lot of time in communion with him. I cried in his arms. I yelled at him.
Hold on, Mary. I got to take a break. We're going to come back. I'd like to hear how this turned, because I know one of the things you shared with our team here was the difference between knowing God, you know, this intellectual knowledge of God, the head experience that we can have with God, and another thing to really feel him, to sense him. And, you know, one of the things we teach here at Intentional Living is that God created us as intellectual beings. He also created us as emotional beings and also capable of doing things, our head, our heart, our hand, as we call it. It may not be a Mary experience like Mary has shared her story. Maybe your experience is different. Maybe you even haven't had the traumatic experience in your life. But you still make a decision today. Are you going to follow him or not? And that's really the question. Come back. I want to ask Mary the question, how has, as a result of what she's been through, impacted her spiritually? What has she learned about being intentional in her walk with Christ?
Hi, my name is Harry. There's some bad decisions I made and some bad people I hung around. I ended up being HIV positive and I have hep B and hep C and a bunch of other things, but that's not important. I know that God can heal and I'm not even worried about that right now. My life, I'm doing pretty well as far as my health is concerned, considering all the things that I've been through. I've had two pulmonary embolisms and all kinds of stuff that I should have been gone, but the Lord has kept me here for a purpose. What's really bothering me right now is that I lost two brothers within a year, and I love them both dearly. One of them was saved, and the other one wasn't, and I'm not sure how to handle that. I don't know why they were taken from me. My intentions are to be closer to him. Sometimes tragedy brings us even closer to him because we have to depend on him even more, and I'm certainly doing that now because all I need right now is Jesus. I love him with all my heart, mind, soul, and body, and that's my intention.
You know, whenever God does something in your life, one of the best things you can do is tell someone, share that, share what God has been doing in a way that reflects your own relationship with him. And one of the places that you can come and feel safe in doing that is right here at Intentional Living when you call 888-888-1717. We have Mary on the line in New Mexico. She shared a story of being really traumatized medically, not expecting on one day within 24 hours, being on a ventilator in a hospital, unable to move, paralyzed, can't write, can't speak. And I know, Mary, as a result of all of this, obviously you're carrying on and God has preserved your life. What have you learned? What did you learn? We're talking intentional living now. What have you learned about this, knowing God personally and not just intellectually?
Well, what I've learned is that, I mean, God is truly, truly within us at all times, whether it was 2 in the morning or 5 in the afternoon, he was always there to hold me in his arms, to comfort me. His presence was just truly felt within me, not just in the head, but in the heart and the body and the soul. And one of the male texts would read to me the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." And so mentally and emotionally, I'd go to the green pastures, I'd listen to the still waters, and I would feel and know that God was right there within me. And so right now, every day in my life, to feel and know that his presence is a part of me, a part of my words, my thoughts, and my actions, and knowing that no matter how difficult life is, that he is always there and will always help us in whatever ways we need help.
Mm. Well, it's become real to you. Now, tell us, Mary, I'm sure our listeners are interested, how are you doing now physically, and what do you do every day to really celebrate your life and to be intentional in your walk with him?
So physically, I'm doing very well. I had to go through the baby steps and learn how to roll over. I had to learn how to crawl. I had to learn to sit up on my own, stand up on my own, and finally one day I learned how to walk. I actually beat my twins in learning how to walk again, which was my goal. Didn't beat them by much, but I beat them by a little bit. What I do every day is thank God in the morning for the day, for the moment, and I'm very grateful I can walk, I can talk, I can breathe, and I can be with my family. And I have a ministry where I help couples and I help families through healthy relationships and try to share God's message through the programs that I provide for them as well.
Well, Mary, you're an inspiration. I really appreciate you being with us today. And I know that not every person listening is going to face the level of trauma you have been through and the traumatic experience, but we don't have to. We don't have to go through that. We can learn from each other. We can learn by observing. We can learn by listening. And one of the reasons we have the stories here on Intentional Living is to hear that God is with us through good days and bad days. The Bible says that life is a series of ups and downs in terms of there's a time and a season for everything. And you've been through a couple nasty seasons and some good seasons. But the fact is that you've learned to be intentional. Now turn that to ministry to others. And that's ultimately the best thing that we can do in our life. Mary, thanks for being with us. And God continue to give you strength and courage in your ministry, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much,
All
Dr.
Right.
Carlson.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Mary, talking to us from New Mexico. Here in Intentional Living, when we focus on this thing of developing godly habits, if you've been to one of my conferences, you know we talk about developing goals, setting a clear picture of the future based on what the Scripture teaches, taking those steps. We don't know what the outcome is going to be. You can wake up one morning and discover, like Mary, your life can take a left turn. You can be very intentional going in one direction. The reason intentional living is so powerful is not because we control our lives, but because we know that God is in control, and every day in freedom we can make the decision to be obedient. And if we have to take a left turn or a right turn, we keep going because we trust God. But secondly, we also develop daily habits. And one of the things I've learned about habits of our heart, habits spiritually, is that we either have to want to change or sometimes we have no choice but to change. And maybe because of a marital problem, a divorce, a separation, a challenge financially or maybe physically, that you've gotten to a place today where you say, before God, I choose today to be intentional. Today, I choose to submit to him completely and be obedient to what the Scripture teaches. Intentional living is really a simple act of saying, I choose to follow, not only be hearers of the word, but doers of the word as well. If we can help you along the way, we've got a lot of resources available. Stop by our website when you go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Christ. Coming up, Randy talks to a young man named Luke, who's trying to sort through all the denominational and religious confusion and find a church home. So don't go away. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Summertime, a chance to chill out, maybe go on a family vacation, and slow the pace of life down just a bit. And while you're at it, strengthen your relationship with your family, and Intentional Living can help. Available right now in the Intentional Living online store. At a more than 50% discount, the Intentional Family Pack has everything you need to help you refocus on your family. It includes the books 101 One Things to Build Lasting Relationships and Dr. Randy Carlson's Raising Responsible Adults. You'll also get the Because Our Family Matters print and a 2-CD teaching by Dr. Randy on the 10 Commandments for Raising Your Family. And here's the best news. Order today and get all 4 products in the Intentional Family Pack at more than 50% off. Visit theintentionallife.com and make this summer count for something in the life of your family. The Intentional Family Pack, from your friends at the Intentional Living Center.
Welcome back to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. You know, one of the things I love about our Facebook family is that we pray for each other. We have our listeners asking for prayer for their sick friends, people to be saved, marriages to be healed. If you'd like to have friends praying for you, join our Facebook family. Go to theintentionallife.com and click on the Facebook icon. And of course, there are all sorts of resources, teachings, and encouragement to be found on our website. Check out our blog, highlights page, archives, and more at theintentionallife.com. Randy?
All right, Kurt, thank you, my friend. Intentional Living Center is an actual place on the planet. From here, not only do we produce this program and do all of the things that are required to put a radio program on, which we enjoy, but also we research and we study and we listen and we learn and we try to understand what God is teaching us and what we're seeing from the stories of thousands of people coming in from around the planet who are telling us they choose to be intentional in their faith, actually live it out, not just be hearers, not just talkers, but doers, living out their faith and the transformation that occurs as a result of that in their lives. And we'd love to hear your story as well. You can share yours at 888-888-1717. You know, sometimes your faith journey is a 30-year process. Take a listen.
My name is Ray Mullen, pastor of Apache Junction. My testimony is a little wild and crazy. I accepted the Lord when I was 19. I had a run-in with the pastor about 7 months later. I walked away from the Lord for 30 years. Going to prison, all kinds of things that the Lord had planned for my life. At 48 years old, the Lord called me to a 30-day walk that started in downtown Mesa, Arizona, and ended in Billerica, Massachusetts. After my walk, I finally realized the part missing in my life was I never knew who I was in Christ Jesus. Finding that link has turned my life around. And for the, I was 48 at the time, and I am now pushing 60 in September. And I have a wonderful small church with a bunch of young guys that are really sold out for Jesus. I just praise God for all He's done in my life. And I live every minute of every day for the Lord now.
Wow, we love hearing your stories. Thank you for sharing yours with us today. And you too can share a story at our Intentional Living Center by calling 888-888-1717. Love to talk to you. Like we have Luke on the line today. Hi, Luke. Welcome to the Intentional Living.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your question for me today?
On my mom's side, They're all Protestant.
Okay.
And my dad used to be Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find a home out of all the religions, you know, like Catholics, Mormons, and Lutherans and all those.
Mm-hmm.
And between all of them, there's sometimes slight differences in the teaching. Sometimes they're complete opposites. And I'm just wondering What ones to stay away from completely and what ones are acceptable.
Well, Luke, listen, I think when we look around and we see so many different religions of the world that have grown up, and I know that would be so confusing to people who are searching, because they say, well, what about this and what about that? I'm going to encourage you, instead of focusing on a religion or a denomination, that you really focus on a relationship with Jesus Christ. Of all the religions of the world, it's only Christianity, a follower of Jesus Christ, that you have a personal relationship with our Creator. And I can tell you from attesting from my own life over many years of following Christ that He doesn't disappoint. The Bible doesn't disappoint. Sometimes it gets a little confusing, and you got to really consider what it means and what it's saying, but that's the challenge and part of the growth in your faith. And the fact that you're seeking, I'm so proud of you, Luke, that you want to find something. You want to find a home, as you say. And I'll tell you, it can be confusing when you have so many people pulling you in different directions. I'd like to do two things. One is, I want you to think about not a religion, but a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that means you need to get into the Bible, into God's holy word. And we have the scripture here. In fact, we have the chronological Bible, and I'd like to send one to you where you can start to read from scripture yourself. What is the Bible teaching you? What does the Bible say to you? Let's get back to the text. Let's get back to the Word of God. Secondly, I want to send you a book by Lee Strobel, and it's a book that focuses on the case for Christ. And what does it mean to know Jesus Christ personally? Because that's where we begin. And as we answer those questions and get that relationship straight, then it's going to be much easier through that lens and that filter to say, now I need to find a church that teaches the Scripture. I need to find a place where my faith will be reinforced in what I now know the Bible teaches. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, I'm proud of the fact you're searching. What is it that you think is causing you to search at this point? Is there something going on in your life?
Just away from the church I've been going to for pretty much my whole life from my mom, and just wanting to get out from underneath her wings and find my own path in life, find my own church and my own way.
All right. Well, that's good. I don't know what your mom believes, but the fact that we all have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, we don't get it by genetics, and we don't get it by growing up in a certain family or going to a church, any church, no matter what church it is. We come through a personal relationship with Him. Do you think you know Him personally? I mean, have you ever come to a decision to accept Christ into your life, Luke?
Yeah.
It's a matter of growing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I think what's happening, Luke, is if indeed you've done that, if you've given your life to Christ, we know that the Holy Spirit comes into our life, and He convicts us. And I sense that the Holy Spirit's kind of prodding you. Okay, you've made a decision. Now let's walk in faithfulness. And you look around and get caught up into all the men's teaching. I will tell you this, as you get plugged into a church, you go where the Word of God is taught. You go to a place where other believers will reinforce what the Scripture teaches, not the opinion of man, but God's teaching. And so would it be all right if I prayed with you, Luke?
Yeah.
Father, I do pray for this young man. He's obviously seeking and prodded to even call today as a result of something he heard on a program, past program. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will minister to him and help direct him and guide him as he gets into the Bible and begins to read, and as he reads the case for Christ, as he starts to really seek more deeply, that his focus will be on drawing close to you, in relationship to you, in the truth of your word, and that'll be the foundation of his life. We'll thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen. Luke, thank you for calling today. Hang on. Stephen's going to get your information, and we're going to shoot those things out to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, my friend. You keep searching, but just make sure you're not searching for a brick-and-mortar building on a corner as much as you are God through his son, Jesus Christ, and then he'll lead you to the right fellowship. And by the way, for anyone listening today, we have at our website a free download of what we call the first one thing. And when you come to theintentionallife.com, you'll see your first one thing. And what that is a very clear explanation of what it means to know Jesus Christ personally, a relationship with him, and share a story from my own family. It's called Your First One Thing under resources on our website. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. We're here for you. If we can pray with you, encourage you on your journey, that's what intentional living is all about. Another characteristic of a great leader is they envision a great future. You know, again, the Bible tells us that without that vision, the people will cast off restraint. When we envision a great future for those that we are leading, we give them a sense of hope. Have you ever noticed, even at a national level, when our leaders lack clear direction, when our leaders lack giving to us as a nation an expectation of the future, that we also begin to lose a sense of hopefulness about our country, about the direction we're going as a people? And there's a scripture that says to us in the Proverbs that a hope deferred makes the heart sick. God tells us in His Word that He's prepared for us a hope and a future. That's an excerpt from my teaching for this month going out to members all around the country. And I'm doing a teaching on the word leadership, and I'm taking each of the letters in the word leadership and teaching, and this happens to be the letter E, and I really thought about what is it that great leaders do, leaders in the family. Now, we're talking about leadership in your home, your family, wherever it is that you need to lead, because leadership is not optional. It's one of the things that we teach. You don't get out of this thing of leadership. You got to lead yourself at least, but leadership is essential. And as I thought about it, prayed about it, and was working through these letters, it became very clear to me that the letter E stands for envision, envisioning a great future, envisioning something better than today. Great leaders envision that. And I would encourage you in your home and your family, men and women, envision what God has for your family. That offers hope to your family. That is leadership. And that's why we're here to help you to experience that hope in Christ. And I just want to say thank you for your support in making intentional living possible.
As you've listened to Dr. Randy Carlson on intentional living, you've made new commitments. You're going to live life differently and impact the people around you for Christ. One of the ways you can reach even more than your friends and family is by helping Dr. Carlson keep this broadcast on the air for the thousands who listen daily. Become a member of Intentional Living by supporting the program with your ongoing monthly gift. We'll encourage you even further with a teaching on CD from Dr. Carlson each month. Become a member today at theintentionallife.com.
Indeed. Thank you for that reminder, and thank you for your support. God bless you. I want you to know every gift that comes into the ministry here helps us do what we do. When you order resources, it all goes back into the ministry here. When you order through the ministry, we're just here to help you, encourage you, cheerlead you on your journey in your relationship with Jesus Christ. And thank you for being part of that journey. Hey, tomorrow we're going to open the phone lines and talk about summertime parenting, some of the challenges, opportunities, ideas. Maybe you have a question for me or something you'd like to share. Get ready and join me tomorrow live right here on Intentional Living.